This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. House Republicans are calling for the visitor's log from President Biden's home in Delaware, where top-secret documents were found in various locations. Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Republican James Comer, on CNN overnight.
A special counsel was called for, but yet hours after that, we still had the president's personal attorneys, who have no security clearance, still rummaging around the president's residence looking for things. I mean, that would essentially be a crime scene.
Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. In America, it is a federal holiday.
We'll one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
The national debt at this time is nearly $31.5 trillion.
Senator Raphael Warnock is warning his fellow members of Congress that defaulting on the national debt is serious.
We can do deficit reduction, but at the same time, the last thing we ought to be doing is playing chicken with the American economy.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the Georgia Democrat said any shock to the economy would disproportionately affect those already struggling the most. According to most analysts, August is the true deadline by which Congress needs to act on a budget and the debt limit. If nothing is worked out, Treasury could be forced to live hand-to-mouth through a series of interim debt ceiling increases for weeks or months. I'm John Schaefer.
Alabama basketball player 21-year-old Demarius Miles and a friend, 20-year-old Michael Lynn Davis, have been charged with capital murder after a fatal shooting near the campus Sunday morning. Police say 23-year-old Jamia Harris of the Birmingham area was shot and killed. At this time, they say the only motive appears to be a minor altercation. Miles has been removed from the basketball team. Wild Card Weekend in the National Football League wraps up tonight as the Cowboys will play the Buccaneers in Tampa, Florida. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will meet with Chinese financial leader Vice Premier Liu He in Switzerland on Wednesday to discuss economic developments between the two nations. The Zurich talks will be a follow-up to the November meeting between President Biden and China's Xi Jinping at the Group of 20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. On day one of President Biden's term in office, he announced he stopped all construction on the border wall between the U.S. and Mexico. Since then, a crisis has been happening, with illegal immigrants flooding the border, with most of them being allowed into the interior of the country. New York City Mayor Eric Adams took a look for himself over the weekend.
On a trip to the Texas-Mexico border on Sunday, Mayor Eric Adams called out the federal government for not doing enough to alleviate the situation and not accepting the financial burden.
We expect more from our national leaders to address this issue in a real way.
Adams said FEMA needs to have a larger role. New York received tens of thousands of migrants in recent months, but noted the city has run out of space to take in any more migrants. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
Climate activists and anti-World Economic Forum demonstrators called for higher taxes of the rich as they joined forces to demonstrate in Davos, Switzerland on Sunday. That's ahead of the opening of the World Economic Forum starting today. Jamaican authorities seized an estimated $80 million worth of cocaine Saturday from a ship in the port of Kingston. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We got Phil Hotzenfiller, president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Good morning to you, and we're celebrating the King today.
Amen. What a great message that echoes through the millennia, huh? Just keeps on going. I say the millennia, the
exactly.
Millennia to come, because it's just so appropriate then. But you know, in the context of the global impact, the words of encouragement, you know, go to all nations, doesn't it?
It really does. You know, and he really stood out. I mean, it kind of crystallizes how unique he was in light of, you know, some of the riots from BLM in recent days, and just the attitude and the action and how he was able to really in many, many ways transform a nation by, you know, his nonviolent approach and yet consistency and build an amazing following that has lasted up till this day.
Well, I think at the very heart of Martin Luther King Jr. was reform. It wasn't destruction. Black Lives Matter and the movements of this current era is all about the destruction of the great American idea and a replacement. Dr. King saw liberty in the standards that were set out by the Founding Fathers, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and he wanted the ideal that the Founding Fathers, starting with John Winthrop and the Pilgrims, what they saw and they believed in, these Judeo-Christian principles, he wanted those realized because he knew, Phil, as you know, when we do it God's way, it goes better for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and there's a brilliance in it, and there's a divine hand in it.
Yes.
That I believe is undeniable. And, you know, if there's one thing that's under attack, it is the Constitution. That protected Martin Luther King. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. Yeah. Yeah, interesting at a time, you know, when you think, and somebody had brought this up, you know, during this era, we had four assassinations. You know, you had the assassination of John Kennedy, the assassination of his brother, of course, and you know, Dr. King. And amazing that it seemed to be that the consistent thing in these assassinations was the fight for freedom and also to keep us out of Vietnam. Just an interesting intersection, I think, between, you know, these men that were assassinated in the 60s. I'm missing somebody else that was assassinated. Malcolm X. He was the other one that was assassinated during the 60s. And that was the thing. They were consistent. Yes, you may not have bought into all of Malcolm X's theology, but they all believed that Vietnam was ungodly.
Well, and look at what's happening right now with Ukraine. There is there's every motivation on Zelensky's part to keep the war going.
Right.
Because it's the biggest cash cow Ukraine will ever get in their entire history of a nation, right?
Right.
And so, and there's a great motivation, apparently, somewhere on our side, to keep this war machine going as well, whether we're either hiding something or we want to, you know, have reasons to build new weapons. It's hard to say, but You're right. The war machine seems to thrive even when no one wants it to.
Phil, it's interesting you should bring that up. You're exactly right. These forces, you know, people do that which they get rewarded for. The military-industrial complex is getting rewarded, whether it's a new weaponry, like, you know, when we gave up, what, billions of dollars worth of, you know, weapons and everything in Afghanistan, right? No big whoop. I mean, for them, they just saw that as a win profit because, you know, guess what? The Pentagon was going to have to reorder all that that they left behind in Afghanistan. But I think even more deleterious and more diabolical with what's going on in Ukraine is the quid pro quo stuff that's going on. Don't think that all the money that the governments are shoveling into Ukraine are just going straight into Ukraine. There are paybacks here. We don't know them. They're happening at the dark level. And you got to understand, see, we're not fighting a fair fight. See, because we think, hey, we want to help some people. We see the people there that are starving, they're displaced, all the pain and suffering they want to go through. So we open up our wallets. And then meanwhile, you've got these government forces that come in and they're like vultures, Phil. They see all that money being poured in. And they go to Zelensky, who these guys, you know, the Ukrainians have championed money laundering forever. They are 10-degree black belts in money laundering. I mean, even the cartels wish that they could money launder as well as they could. And here it is. You got all that money coming in, and you know it's going out. And it just, I don't know, it just seems rather suspicious that, you know, for example, look at the midterm elections. How were the Democrats able to outspend their competitors by 10 and 15 to 1, Phil. And there's a lot of dark money coming in from overseas. And I don't know. I mean, there's some suspicion and there, you know, people say, well, it's all conspiratorial, you know, because everything's conspiratorial these days until we find out that, you know, we weren't that far off, that we were mostly right than wrong and certainly as far as you could be from conspiracy. But the mainstream media and those that were pointing fingers at our way don't come back and say, well, I missed that one. I guess if they did, if they started doing that, Phil, that's all we'd hear from them is that how many they missed, right?
Well, I don't know about you, but everything that I was said to hold to a conspiracy theory has proven to be right. I haven't said one yet.
No, I'm with you.
I'm not batting 90. I'm batting 100 right now. So Now maybe I'm not because I haven't adopted every crazy one out there, but everyone that I've kind of pushed, you know, it's pretty much on track.
Well, exactly. I mean, if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, talks like a duck, got to be a duck. I mean, that old saying, it's still true, Phil, and this is real obvious. You know, just like with Joe Biden and all these classified docs, I don't know if you saw the meme over the weekend. It was really funny. I laughed. It was, they had his garage. On one side of the garage, they had Corvette. The other side, they had, you know, secret documents, you know, behind the garage door. It was hysterical.
That is funny. Yeah. Well, you know, and here's the other thing, kind of back to Zelensky. What about his wife doing the shopping spree in Paris?
Yeah.
She dropped $42,500 in a shopping spree in Paris on December 15th. I know where she got that money. It was out of my tax dollars and yours, Bill.
Exactly. Well, I'll guarantee it wasn't out of the beak of Joe Biden, just saying.
Oh,
he's not about to take care of Mrs. Zelensky that way. But, you know, hey, look at all that money. Everybody's beak has to get wet. So why not the missus, I guess? But as they would say in the political realm, very bad optic.
Oh, yeah. It's true, but it doesn't look good. She should have done a better job, right?
Well, yeah, you think. But still, you know, let's get down to the basics here. What are we trying to accomplish here, Phil?
Well, I don't know with Ukraine. I'm confused anymore. It wouldn't surprise me if money's going to Ukraine and then they're fueling Russia in the back fence and make the whole war move on so that it looks like we take our eye off something else. I mean, that's how conspiracy I am. Like, this is wild stuff.
Right. Well, and then the thing is that look at who gets the advantage. I mean, where's China in all this? Nobody says anything about China. You know, because, oh, it's just Russia and Ukraine. But you wonder how many levers they're pulling to keep that going, because it just makes our military, speaking of military-industrial complex, even that much more vulnerable and off-point, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah.
Just saying, between the Wokistas, between the Wokistas and that, I mean, they're just not on target. They're losing sight. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are bearded men all over the world, but there's a distinction between many of those bearded men and the ones participating in the Tide Ministry's Year Beard Challenge. That distinction is in the heart. Christian men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start a conversation, opening the door to share about your own faith in Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. Our goal is to see many more hearts changed through an encounter with Jesus, and the sponsorship raised by the Tide Year Beard Men makes it possible for more people to have their hearts transformed as they hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn how you or someone you know can use their beard to make an eternal impact by helping to share the good news of Christ with people in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and from American Faith, we've got the one and only Phil Hotzenpiller. Phil, real quick before we get into these documents, this week starts the 21-day journey of seeing faith become reality, thanks to your wonderful wife, Tammy Hotzenpiller, and her new series.
Just a real quick shout out and plug that to let everybody know that we're getting, we're 5 days away from kicking off our 21 journey. We're all going to do it together, and you can go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be fasting for miracles, a time that, such as this, it's really needed. I mean, what a great idea and a great way to start the new year, right?
Oh, it really is. You know, we've done this 21-day fast now for 9 years as a church. And literally, it's transformational, not only for our church, but for individuals. We see people get jobs, people become pregnant who weren't able to. I mean, it's pretty crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And 21 days is the number that Daniel fasted in Daniel 10 for his miracle. But if you research 21, it's pretty interesting. It was 21 days after Israel left Egypt that God drowned the army in the Red Sea. So 21's got some really cool things tied to it, and I just encourage everybody to fast. The book Fasting with God, or Fasting for Miracles, that Tammy wrote, is got a description on how to do that. You can get it at Amazon, and get your book, join us, and
exactly
a miracle.
Yeah, I mean, and this is awesome. I mean, and look at, I tell you, Phil, how do I put this? You know, whenever we talk about miracles and supernatural, I mean, where we are right now in life, I mean, I hear people repeatedly say, God's got to come in. God's got to do this. Well, you know, put this on your list. I mean, put that on your list, and let's fast for a miracle for what God has placed on your heart. Because, I mean, I think about where this country is, where the world is at right now. And, I'm just not at the capacity, Phil, I don't know. I mean, we're certainly, both you and I, are willing to be used by God in any way possible, but we really need, God's voice. We need God's hand here to deliver this world. Otherwise, I mean, okay, I mean, for those of faith, we win anyway because we know where we're going to end up. We go into the final chapter of the book of Revelations. Okay, all honor and glory. But meanwhile, it's like, okay, what's on God's heart? What is God? You know, what does God want to happen in the midst of our fasting? That's my question.
Well, you know, I believe it was 1775 that Washington called, the colonies to a day of humiliation, prayer, and fasting.
Right.
I think about that. Humiliation. We need to humble ourselves before God. We need to pray and fast. We need a miracle, basically. And we have a nation, I believe, because of not only the divine hand, but also because on the human side, we all walk with humility, prayer, fasting, and we just beat the British at their own game. So I think, there's a lot of things that go into that, and there's a formula there, and it is, our humility and God's power.
2 Chronicles 7:14 comes out loud and clear. Got to humble ourselves, pray, turn from our wicked ways, right? And, get in alignment with God. He'll hear our prayers. And heal our land. This is what we want. And it's more than America, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's interesting because we've talked about the global reset and Klaus Schwab and all this stuff that's going on, right? That he's been trying to do in, trying to unify the world. But it's like, it's all a joke because you talk about, out of his capacity, he really doesn't have the full capacity as God does with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. I mean, it's already predetermined that that's going to happen, and that, Klaus Schwab and the rest of them, it's just a pipe dream for them because they can't deliver. And that's the problem with all these isms, since the history of man, Phil, is they make all these promises, all these utopias and wonderful things that seem to, they make it seem like it's so wonderful, but it really isn't, because the bottom line is, in the wake of their dream and their vision, unlike Martin Luther King, a lot of people end up dead. There's carnage all over the place, and they fail to deliver. And they go away for a while until they come back again, and some deceived people are willing to get in that parade. And we said, get out of that parade. It's the road to death. It is a broad road, and but no bueno, because that road has never delivered in the history of man, has it?
No, and he's been swinging this bat for 50 years. I got to give him the award for participation, because he's definitely participated in this game, right?
Right,
and,
right.
And I know he just can't wait to see something, the affirmation. I mean, he loves the camera. He loves the spotlight. And he missed his calling. He should have been the bad guy in a James Bond movie because he's perfect.
Mm. Yes.
You know?
Right. No, exactly.
And instead, he becomes the Joker of the United States and America and the world by his ridiculous calls. And what makes it strange and even dangerous, you know, is kind of some of the elite money, pharma, tech people that are behind or at least in bed with him on this one, and finance, you know, like BlackRock and others. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's something there, but ultimately you can't trump God. You know,
right.
God is always going to come out ahead on this one.
Because that's who they're going up against. I mean, they're losers. I mean, you're going up God Almighty. You're saying that God doesn't exist, and he's laughing. He's laughing at you. He mocks you because you're an idiot. And the thing is that the rest of the people who are behind it want to feel the same way, because we get back to that old axiom, Phil. People want to do what they darn well please. And they're willing to sacrifice eternity to do what they darn well please in this temporal existence that maybe is going to last 70, 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the case of Lisa Marie Presley, 54 years. You know?
Well, so. It's, you know, you almost quoted, you pretty well said Psalm 2. You know, the kings of the earth, they assemble themselves against the Lord and against his anointed.
Yes.
And they say, let us break the ropes, let us break the bonds that bind us. And he who sits in the heavens shall laugh when he brings them into derision. You know, and ultimately that's what happens. The great men of the earth, they try everything to say, we don't want God in our world. And God just laughs, like, good luck. You know, good luck with that one.
Exactly. You and your climate change theories and all these other theories that you want to purport as being factual, and there's no evidence of it, and it's all just to manipulate the masses. And they follow in this.
Uh-huh.
I mean, here you are in California. They're trying to save a couple of minnows, and people are, you know, they need water. You got all kinds of water right now, and you don't even have buckets out there. I'm surprised that all of California isn't putting out 5-gallon, you know, tubs out there catching the rainwater. Because of the, you know, water shortage that's going on in California. And this has been going on, what, for a couple of decades at least, if not longer, with this kind of silliness that they divert the water they get. They say, oh, well, the people down south, they don't need it. We'll just throw it out in the ocean. What a waste.
Oh,
it's insane.
Well,
yeah, I
thought the great headline out of Sacramento was, yes, we have lots of rain, but we're still in a drought. And I'm sitting going, look, yeah, probably because you're not holding on to any of it. You don't know what to do with it. You know, the Israeli government offered to come over and solve the drought problem in California, and Sacramento refused it.
And these knuckleheads have no idea. I mean, here's the Israeli government that has turned an oasis out of a desert. I mean, the brilliant engineering that they've done there, and they offer to come and help out California, but the geniuses up there, they'd rather not. Unbelievable.
Well, think New Orleans, you know, you've got all these dikes, you've got a city underwater. The Dutch offered to come down there and solve the problem. The Army engineer says, no, we can fix it. Then we had a hurricane, it didn't fix it. It just made it worse. So, you know, they're people and nations that just are skilled in certain things. And
yes.
You know, St. Petersburg was built by the Dutch. I mean, that whole the canal system was built by the Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
They conquered, what did they take, like 2 miles of ocean, and they conquered and turned it into land in Amsterdam. I mean, think about that.
Yes. No, you're exactly right. I mean, if you want to know what people will do, look at what they've done. And there have been some successful people, yes, ladies and gentlemen, outside of the United States of America, that are geniuses and brilliant. And you know what? And they're open to help. And we resist because in our own arrogance and hubris, somehow, Phil, we think we know better, right?
Mm-hmm. Well,
silly.
You know what? Good talking to you today, Phil.
Hey, it always is, but so is Joe going to comply, or is he just, after all that he made fun of Donald Trump about supposedly the alleged mismanagement of top secret documents, boy, he's got a lot of egg on his face right now.
You know, it never seems to stick.
5 seconds. Boy. Yep, exactly. He gets away with it. I'm with you. Phil Hotzenbiller, thank you.
Sponsored by Coca-Cola. Start your new year with real Coke taste and zero sugar. Coke Zero Sugar is now available at participating Burger King restaurants. Coke Zero Sugar will fuel your new year with that great Coke taste. Satisfy your hunger and enjoy Coke Zero Sugar with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's sizzling sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. And don't forget the crispy hash browns. Or if the flame-grilled Whopper sandwich, BK Royal crispy chicken sandwich, or chicken fries are your fave, you are in luck because all Burger King menu items pair perfectly with an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar. It's the perfect no-sugar sparkling beverage that goes great with everything. Coke Zero Sugar is a great way to start 2023. And since you rule, you can enjoy it all year too at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
USA News Update. Chicago Democrat incumbent Mayor Lori Lightfoot is running for re-election to a second term in office against a field of 9 challengers. The election is February 28th. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day in America.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
The Wall Street Journal's latest quarterly survey is revealing economists still expect higher interest rates to push the U.S. economy into a recession this year. On average, businesses and academic economists polled by the journal put the probability of a recession in the next 12 months at 61%. Government overspending is the main culprit. Lance Pry, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It's Martin Luther King Day, and it's always an honor and a blessing to have Dr. Alveda King with us to help us remember what what is behind us, but also, more importantly, as Dr. King would always remind us, is what lies ahead. Alveda, always good to have you with us. Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Thank you, Bill, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners and viewers. Hi, everybody.
Well, today, as every year, another special day to reignite and re-encourage our hopes and dreams that Martin Luther King spoke of so eloquently.
We have to reignite in every generation, and I'll say in every decade and even every day, because of social media, things are so rapid now, only in America. And yet all around the world, things are moving and happening. Tempers are flaring, but prayers are going up. So the most important thing I believe I can do personally to honor God and my uncle is to pray, have faith, hope, and love, and believe that God will move. The Americans are. My uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know I call him Uncle M.L., he said, I have a dream. It's rooted in the American dream. He also said he had a dream that there would no longer be black power, white power, only God power and human power, that one blood human race that all the preachers in my family have always talked about out of Acts 1 and 17, verse 17. No, I'm sorry. 1726. Why am I doing that? 1726.
Well, 60 years. I mean, you think back, August. I mean, when he gave that incredible I Have a Dream speech, which people still hold to this day, which, you know, really, again, you talk about seeking God. This idea and what he shared with us on that special day had to come from God himself. I just have the sense that it was so anointed, wasn't it?
It was anointed. And even like Jacob and other dreamers in the Bible, the King family legacy, prophets and dreamers in our family, those dreams come from God unless they're nightmares. And those come from somewhere else. But the dreams from God can be fulfilled. Still, it has to happen in every generation, every decade, and every day in the heart of every believer. It has to.
Exactly. Well, there's so many quotes taken from that famous speech, and you point out that, and we quote, when the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. Wow. That is so powerful, isn't it? And so true.
And he was talking about a check mark, insufficient funds,
yes,
all of that. So we do have to be diligent, but we have to keep faith, hope, and love. Right just a few days ago, Diamond of Diamond and Silk passed away. Cleo Orange, the wife of one of my father's closest friends and soldiers, James Orange, passed. Their daughter had died around Thanksgiving. So all of us are going to have hits, disappointments, but we have to hold on and forgive, repent, forgive others. God forgives us, we repent. And we move forward with faith, hope, and love, Bill.
Right, exactly. Elvita, the chaos that's happening not only in America, around the world, though, is a clear reflection of a peoples and nations that have turned their back on God. And as you write, only God knows what lies ahead for America. This is why we must draw near to him. He says, if you draw near to me, I will draw near to you. And in Matthew 6:33, we're reminded that we must seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. And these things are all these good things that God has promised to us, right?
Absolutely. And as we continue to do that, we can have hope. We can love each other, part of the beloved community that my uncle talked about.
And the community that we talked about is what you've said repeatedly on this show, is that, Elvita, we are one blood. And there should be no argument about that. Right.
One blood, one human race.
And precious. We should be precious in each other's sight. We're told that we're precious in God's sight. And this is why, you know, by extension, the March for Life is so important, right?
I'm going to be at that March for Life with Frank Pavone and other leaders. I'm looking forward to it. Life is important, sacred from the womb to the tomb and beyond, no matter what our human conditions, issues, and problems are. We have to remember that and love each other. We just have to.
Well, since the reversal of Roe v. Wade, and that reversal was, okay, it's going to be the state's responsibility, not what some of the leftists and the abortionists would want you to believe. You know, states are stepping up, but sadly, there's still others that want to, further, take the idea of abortion, to mean even after a child has been born, Elvita.
And exactly. But I know at the states now, at some of the state levels, I know Sarah Huckabee Sanders signed something that said we're going to acknowledge life from the womb to the tomb and beyond. And if a baby, even in an attempt to abortion, lives, we're going to give that baby medical care. Kudos to her and many of these other governors and leaders who get it. For the ones who do not get it, we still have to be kind, loving, and teach the truth and explain. Because they obviously have to get some lights on in those camps.
Exactly. And people need to understand that there is a cost for this. You know, our good friend, Father Frank, Elvita, the price that he has paid.
I saw Father Frank the other day, Bill. We were together. He was visiting his mother, and I was visiting Nick Loeb, who the executive producer and creator of Roe v. Wade. And we ran into each other in the airport, and I'm going to be at the prayer service with Father Frank. I sure am.
Well, God bless him, and I'll tell you, there are so many Catholics that are just incredulous to hear about what happened. And of course, we're sad of his father's passing as well. And I look forward to talking to Father Frank in the coming weeks as well. But God bless him. But again, this is what we've talked about: is the truth comes with a cost. It is not it's not free. You know, your uncle, others that you've known over, you know, since you were born, Alveda, have paid the ultimate price. And who would have thought that the truth would become an offense? But that's what it is today, because without God, the truth is an offense.
Absolutely. And so people have faith in God. If you've lost a loved one, continue to pray, but don't lose your hope. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your love. And even with President Biden, he says nice things and doesn't follow up on them. Pray for him, too, because you can't have double. You say one thing and do another. Just pray for him.
Well, we've got a couple of minutes left here, Alveda. I want you to wrap it up on this day, Martin Luther King Day. Of course, it was originally set aside for his birthday. Well, yesterday was his official birthday, January 15th. Today, we celebrate as a nation and remember the incredible life, the warnings, the encouragements that your uncle gave to us. Summarize where we are right now in America, and if Dr. King was alive today, what would he be saying, not only to America, but to the world?
I'm going to do it in music. I've got some new songs and new writings over at alvedaking.com, and this new song is going to be released real soon. We have overcome. We have overcome. Christ has overcome today. The battle actually has been won, my friends, by Jesus Christ. We are in occupation. We are not victims anymore. We are victorious. Occupy God's kingdom right here in America, first in your hearts and your own family. And keep looking up, my friends. Keep looking up.
The dream continues, doesn't it?
It does.
Amen. And you can make it reality. You can make it reality and join with us heart to heart, back to back, and shoulder to shoulder. Dr. King, where can people go for more information?
AlvedaKing.com. Please visit.
Here it is. Dr. Alveda King, the evangelist and founder of Speak for Life. God bless you. Happy Martin Luther King Day, Dr. King.
Thank you. God bless you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live, a $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com, and thank you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us. By the way, for more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. All right there. And thank you, helping us out. You've been hearing commercials that we have been, attacked like everybody else. Anybody that does a radio show, a podcast, whatever, if you're out there promoting the truth, you're going to have antithetical forces. And, we've been blessed to be able to do this show for 14 years and just been an awesome blessing. And I believe, directly from the hand of God saying, hey, do the show. And so here we are. And now we're at this crossroads to say, OK, what do we do? What do we do next? And, we're turning to you, our listeners, to support, the program. And we thank you that you've been so generous. Any donation whatsoever is appreciated. You're awesome. And by the way, we got some breaking news too. We've been approved for a nonprofit status, so all your donations, in fact, I would say that if you were going to donate today, hold off today, because by tomorrow, this week at least, early next couple days at the latest, we are going nonprofit status, so then all your donation will be tax deductible. So just so you know. Adam Holtz is with us right now from PluggedIn.com, Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. I'm in Las Vegas this week for their annual SHOT Show, which is, on the heels of the Consumer Electronics, confab that they have here, which is just humongous. And the SHOT Show itself is, rivals it. I mean, oh my gosh, it's all over. Everybody knows about it. There's just a lot of activity. Of course, this is, an industry show. But the amount of area that it covers is just, phenomenal. So, in fact, we're going to have a little bit of fun today. We get to go out to the range and, shoot things up. Give you bullets and you just have fun. You get to go be a guy. Go get to be a gal that likes to shoot things up. And so,
well, when you get done with that, you can go out to the raceway and, rent a Lamborghini and drive that around for a while.
Hey, why not? Check it out. Hey, we're into the third week of the new year. How are we doing with our resolutions?
Great. I have lost 15 pounds. I know that
good for you.
Your listeners really don't care about my weight loss, but I'm pretty locked in this year, and I'm feeling great about changes. And getting healthy, however we're defining it, mentally, physically, spiritually, it usually requires something of us, and it usually requires refocus. It usually requires saying no to some things and saying yes to some other things. And I think I think one of the challenges of adulthood, Bill, is the reality that there are limits, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To be an adult means to live within your limits, whether it's what we're spending, what we're eating, you know, the way that we're living our lives. And I think one of the problems with our culture right now is that there's this fundamental rejection of the idea of limits in all sorts of ways, you know, whether we're talking, well, there's all sorts of political ramifications, but I think to have a life that's satisfying in which we can be thankful and content, we've got to live within the limits. And if we pretend there aren't any, we're setting ourselves up for heartbreak. And honestly, you and I have talked about things like this before. I'm 52 and I feel like I'm still learning really basic life lessons. But I think the resolution thing, it's not so much a resolution as much as we got to make some changes, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is what we love about the new year. It's a time for a reset.
Exactly.
Some of the top resolutions, you know, people want to exercise more, lose weight, yep. Get organized, learn a new skill or hobby. This is from a secular viewpoint. I mean, amongst Christians, probably the number one resolution I hear is spend more time in the Word of God.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. You know, I highly encourage you to do that. I found that's a resolution I held to from years ago. And it's interesting how these resolutions that, pass on that are in time and memoria are still just incredibly beneficial. And so you
that's
find
right.
out for yourself. No.
Yeah, and there's nothing new under the sun, right? Yeah, we have
right.
new technology. Yes, we have new problems, but the core struggles of humanity are the same now as they were 5,000 years ago. And they really come down to, am I seeking to fill that hole inside with something of the world, or am I really seeking God to fill
yeah.
up that existential void inside? And that's what it comes down to. And all of us, you know, again, are on a journey. It's not about perfection, thankfully.
Right.
And it's not about perfection because Jesus was the only perfect one. So I can let go of being a perfectionist. But because of what he has done, I want to live in a way that honors the sacrifice that he made. And,
amen. The idea is that we can do better. And then that's the thing. It's not, you know, I'm with you. And with age and experience, you realize that perfection is rather a vain, you know, a vain goal. And speaking with the theme from Ecclesiastes, nothing new under the sun. But you go through that process. And that's why I believe like about every 5 years or so in our life experience, we have things to learn. And you learn them as you go on, whether you're 52, 72, 82, it doesn't matter. You're still learning. I mean, this is the beauty of this journey. And, you know, like I said, you know, new years bring new opportunities, a time to let go of the old, leave that behind. As Paul would say, leaving those things that are behind are, they're not necessarily reaching that higher calling. And, and that's what we try to do to figure out, okay, what is that higher calling? What is that
yep.
hole in my soul that has been, empty part that, you know, man has written about for eons? And what are you going to fill it with? Well, we find, you know, some of us who have been there, and have, you know, not that we've arrived, but that we've experienced and realized that the only thing that can fill that hole is something of some substance, something that's righteous, something that completes us. And what's missing is that God ingredient that can only come from God and not anything else. And of course, there's a lot of antithetical forces out there right now that want to fill that hole with something that imitates, but is faux. It's not the real deal.
It's not the real deal. And that's why we do what we do at Plugged In, because, you know, entertainment ultimately comes down to stories. And what stories are we investing our time in? And yeah, we talk about whether there are sex scenes or whether there's profanity, whether there are things that are inappropriate for your family. Those are important things. I don't want to minimize those. But in some ways, I think what we try to do at Plugged In and at Focus on the Family is to help you think about what's the bigger story that God is inviting you into. And when it comes to our entertainment and technology, what are the stories that are captivating our imagination? And so you take right. something like Avatar, which is, again, a cultural phenomenon, and there's some good things and some bad things, right? There's a great story told there about the importance of fathers, about the importance of sacrifice and family, but there's also a story that's told there that the spiritual elements have more to do with paganism than they do with Christianity. And so what we want to do at Plugged In is help you to think about that and hopefully to be a catalyst for going deeper and saying, you know, well, if something draws me in, what is it about that that's appealing to me? What's speaking to me? And is that the best thing for me or my kids or all of us to be engaging in? So that's why we do what we do, Bill.
Well, and as you point out, it's interesting that you have people who tell stories.
Right.
And what they do is they take the legitimate and they put a little twist on it.
Right.
And so because right. it has a little bit of legitimacy, it is enticing because it kind of connects with us. But your warning is exactly right. And it requires discernment here to say, okay, maybe there's some relevance there. But you know the difference, because when you have that, oh yeah, inarguable moment of something that, you know, truthfully and righteously, touches you, I mean, you're not left lacking. Other things, like what you're suggesting in some of these stories, is that it may draw you a little bit, but you know there's something more to the story. And that's what you're throwing up the caution flag about, and I appreciate you bringing that out, because it's easy for us to be deceived.
Yes. So easy. I mean, and it's especially easy when we're laughing or when we're emotionally moved by something.
Mm-hmm.
We can be emotionally moved by a story that actually is moving and manipulating our emotions in a unhealthy way. You know, I was talking with somebody recently about Million Dollar Baby, you know, the Clint mm-hmm. Eastwood and Hilary
right.
Swank movie that really tells an absolutely heartbreaking story about an athlete, a boxer, who ends up a quadriplegic and basically begs her coach to pull the plug on her. And mm-hmm. it's an emotionally moving story. And if we're not paying attention, we may not step back and say, wait a minute. You know, actually, yes, this is a tragedy, and it's a horrible, horrible thing that's happened to this character, but her life, from a Christian point of view, still has dignity, sanctity, meaning, and purpose,
mm-hmm.
even if it looks different. And if we're not
yeah.
careful, we can let those sorts of emotional stories influence our worldview and say, well, yeah, you know, the right thing to do is to put her out of her misery. I'm like, well, no, that's actually not the right thing to do. So that would be an example of how we've got to pay attention when we're moved emotionally and ask the question, is it moving emotionally in a way that is in sync with God's truth?
Right.
Or am I being manipulated to believe a lie?
Exactly. Is it taking us down the wrong road? You're exactly right. One of the stories that you talk about and Plugged In is Doggone. We've got about 30 seconds left. Can we do it justice?
Yeah, we can. This is a story about a college student whose dog runs off on the Appalachian Trail, and he basically recruits the entire Eastern Seaboard to go find the thing. But it's
wow.
really a story about him and his dad, who's played by Rob Lowe, reconnecting and patching up some of their differences. So, nice family story. Has some profanity. That's probably the biggest issue. Mild profanity. Nothing too serious. But you can check out our full review at PluggedIn.com.
Yeah, and all the other reviews as well, right there, PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz, thank you, buddy. God bless.
You bet.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
frustrated,